You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Representative Brian Stile thinks it's too hard for small businesses to find investors, and he says that could be a drag on the overall economy. He's aiming to fix that with a new bill, the Expanding Investment in Small Business Act of 2019. Representative Brian Stile is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 1st Congressional District. That includes Janesville. Representative Stile, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, as we said, your bill, the Expanding Investment in Small Business Act of 2019, is on the House floor calendar for this evening. What would this bill do?
This bill really is an opportunity to expand investment in small companies, small businesses, so they can continue to grow jobs, grow wages, and invest right here in our home communities. You know, as you step back and, you know, big picture, we have some stuff that we need to take care of, right? We got to attack the rising cost of healthcare. We got to go after $20 trillion in debt that we have. But there's also a time where we need to focus in on some of these small wins that we can get that are nonpartisan in nature and just work across the aisles to make some incremental progress. And I think this bill does exactly that.
Now, it gets a little technical here, but how are you hoping to boost investment in small businesses? You're going to allow them to go public in ways that they can't do currently.
So what it does, exactly, it gets a little technical, but what it does is it has the SEC, so the Securities and Exchange Commission, examine how these small businesses are affected by caps on mutual funds. So if you think about how people are saving, in particular for retirement, through pensions, through 401ks, the ability of those mutual funds that your retirement savings are in, they need to be able to invest in some of these small businesses, just not just the large businesses, so that they're able to get the benefit of the growth of these small creative companies, and these small creative companies are able to get the benefit of that investment, so they have access to capital, so they can invest right here in our home communities, grow jobs, grow wages, benefit for workers, and a benefit for retirees.
So if I'm a small business owner who's gone public, that means people can buy stocks in my business. People can buy those, investors can buy those, banks can buy those. But mutual funds, it sounds like, are restricted if my business isn't of a certain size?
Well, there's certain restrictions on some of these mutual funds on how much of their funds they can invest in small businesses. And so what we want to do is examine, can we lift those caps on those investment requirements so that these mutual funds can properly invest in some of these smaller businesses, which is a win both for the investors, so the people that are, you know, counting on these funds for their retirement, but also for these small businesses, so they have access to capital that they can then use to invest in our home communities, to invest in jobs, and to create and grow the American economy.
As you mentioned, you see this as maybe a small win. Do you have a sense of how big an impact this could have on small businesses around the country?
I think this is a meaningful piece of moving the ball forward. It's a small win, but what we need to do sometimes is focus in on the small wins out here in Washington. We see so much partisan gridlock, in particular on the transformative change, that we do need to actually get done here in Washington. But sometimes there's moments where we got to step back, go after the small wins, and work in a nonpartisan way. And I've done that with Vicente Gonzalez, Democrat lead on this bill, who I've worked with. Between the two of us, I think we'll get this bill across the line by the end of the day.
So by the end of the day in the House, do you have a timeline for when it could make it completely through the House and hopefully, if you're supporting this bill, through the Senate?
We'll be debating it this afternoon on the House floor, somewhere in the neighborhood of 5 o'clock Central. And then we're scheduled to be voting on this just before 8 o'clock Central time tonight. So I'm optimistic that this will get across the line. It's been an idea that's been brewing out in Washington for some time, and I think it just took some the mantle and run this thing across the line. And so I did that, and I'm optimistic that we're going to be successful tonight. And again, it's a small win, but sometimes in times of divided government, when we're seeing the challenges, you know, we need to be happy with getting some of the small wins done.
Talking to Wisconsin Congressional Representative Brian Stile about a couple of the proposals he's working on in Congress. We've been talking about one aimed at small business. Now, Representative Stile, let's talk about veterans issues. You recently authored an amendment in support of suicide prevention and treatment programs in the Department of Veterans Affairs. What would that include?
So I've spent a lot of time kind of out of the gates working on veterans issues, in particular making sure that our veterans who've worn the United States military uniform receive all the benefits that they've rightfully earned. And I think in particular, an issue that I spent a lot of time on is the mental health care of our veterans. The suicide rate for veterans is far too high. One is too many. I recently brought on a what we call a Wounded Warrior Fellow into my office who is going to be my full-time boots on the ground, my Director of Veterans and Military Affairs. And then, as you noted, I worked and successfully got an amendment passed on a spending bill that went through the House that adds funding for the mental health care and in particular for suicide prevention. I think that's an area that all of us, Democrats, Republicans, should be able to come together on, focus in on, and in particular, as we see the suicide rate for veterans as high as it is, we need to drive that all the way down because one is too many.
You mentioned that Wounded Warrior Fellow. This is a project that the House of Representatives does. Can you talk a little more about the program and your staffer who you brought on under that program?
So the Congress has a program called the Wounded Warrior Fellow where they provide funds for individuals to join congressional offices who've either been wounded or came through in a disabled manner. And so we put out a search a couple weeks ago. We found this young guy, Ryan Vishaway, great guy relocating into southeast Wisconsin. And he's going to be full-time on my team and really be that liaison between the veterans community and the benefits of those veterans earned while wearing the United States uniform. I think of him as being the scissors to cut the red tape. You know, if a veteran or someone you know has an issue, say, getting the medical care that they need at a veterans hospital, or they have a problem getting the GI benefits that they earned, Ryan and myself are going to be a resource to help cut that federal bureaucratic red tape that sometimes can get in the way.
You mentioned the need to work in nonpartisan ways on issues like small business, on veterans issues like the one you're talking about now. Do you have other things in mind, other projects where you can say, hey, I can partner up with a Democrat and get something done here while we're still arguing over some of that big stuff?
Yeah, well, I'll give you maybe another example. I have a bill that I've been working on that attacks the illicit financing as it relates to human trafficking. We just crossed 40 co-sponsors on that bill. I've been kind of working on that from the beginning, and that goes after some of this illicit financing, some of these international traffickers of humans. We need to make sure that countries, that we're holding them accountable to say, are you standing with us, the United States of America, in our fight against human trafficking? So that's a bill I spent a lot of time on working with my colleagues. We're up to 40 co-sponsors on that. And I'm optimistic that we'll be able to get a vote on that and build up the support like we are with the Small Business Act in the not-too-distant future.
Representative Stile, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was U.S. Congressional Representative Brian Stile, a Republican representing the state's first congressional district that includes Janesville and much of southern Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about his new bill, the Expanding Investment in Small Business Act of 2019, as we heard, likely to get a vote today in the U.S. House of Representatives. We also talked to him about efforts on behalf of veterans, including trying to get more funding to prevent suicide among U.S. military veterans.